Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborists, offering removal, pruning, cabling, tree consultation, and diagnosis at limbertree.com. The Phantom Gardener, still organic from the start, sustainable for the future on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year round, visit them at storiesnursery.com. Okay, I'm excited. Jay Armour is here from Four Winds Farm in Gardner, my no-till guru. Boy, it's a good year to be a no-till gardener. That's all I can say. Keeping that moisture down in the ground underneath that layer of no-till mix is just like, oh, thank you, thank you. You're fruits and vegetabling away.
Yeah, everything's really exploding out of the ground, so to speak.
I think we've had two hot spells now.
Yeah,
and
or two periods of above 90 degree weather in June. That's remarkable.
And that has got to confuse plants.
Yep.
Confuses me. Some things are just going so fast and some things have just slowed way down.
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience? Well,
yeah, a lot of the, you know, it's kind of interesting because our blueberries, for example, they're way earlier than we've been picking before. We're picking our late varieties now, which we usually pick in mid-July. And they're just, you know, we're picking handfuls after handfuls off the bushes. I think in another week, there's not going to be any more berries out there.
Oh, no.
But then other things like, tomatoes and peas, we're still picking peas. Peas weren't any earlier than they usually are. They were right on time. And our tomatoes, everybody loves our tomatoes. So every week, everybody's asking at the market, you know, how are the tomatoes doing? How are the tomatoes doing? And they're just, you know, a lot of green fruit, not fully sized up yet. They're not any earlier. But what I am noticing with the tomatoes is that they're growing taller. So there's more stem between each branch or each node, each cluster of flowers. So I'm kind of wondering if our tomatoes are going to be 20 feet tall by the end of the summer.
You know, I'm having that same experience with my dahlias.
Oh, yeah?
I'm feeling like some of them are there's a lot of stem between the leaf nodes.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering about that just the other day. You know, I was wondering, is it the heat? Because now, you know, dahlias love the heat. So they are going as fast as they can. But it's early. And so maybe just every plant has its own built-in reaction to what's ever going on with the weather that year.
Yeah, I bet.
So you have green tomatoes.
Lots of green tomatoes, yes.
Wow, does that seem a little early?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because it takes forever for those first green tomatoes to really ripen.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not going to see ripe tomatoes. Hopefully for another 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
But I guess we'll see, you know, check in with me in 2 weeks.
Yeah. But that means that the pollinators are getting to the flowers.
Yeah. There's no lack of pollinators out there.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that. But part of that is probably because Four Winds is organic. And so pollinators know they have a really safe place to live. Mm-hmm. And probably over the 25 years that you've been doing organic no-till, they've been breeding year after year of very happy pollinator babies.
Perhaps.
Yes.
We certainly keep habitat for them. So.
Yeah. So you've started farmers markets.
Yes.
Where and when?
They're going pretty well. We're in Woodstock on Wednesdays. And then Cold Spring on Saturdays.
And so, and you've been taking blueberries.
Yep. Blueberries and sugar snap peas. We're going to start. We've got a couple of customers that are always asking about shell peas. And we'll be starting those this week.
Great.
So those are even later than the sugar snaps.
And lettuce seemed like it bolted really early.
Yeah. Well, we plant new lettuce seed every week, once a week. Because it, you know, like when it bolts or just before it bolts, it gets really bitter. And I like sweet lettuce and my customers like sweet lettuce.
Yeah.
Sweet, juicy, crunchy, yummy lettuce.
So, okay, so there's lettuce, blueberries.
Oh, you want me to run through everything we've got?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we're harvesting carrots.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wow.
And beets. The beets are really getting big. You know, we go through the bed and we pull out the big ones, but every week it seems like they're more big ones than there were the week before.
Wow. So carrots, beets, lettuce, peas. And then
peas, yeah. We're into the sugar snaps now. This year we grew three different kinds of peas, of edible potted peas. Sugar snap is the old, yeah, it's like the one everybody knows about. And there's an earlier variety called sugar bon, which we grow because they're earlier. And that's really the only reason. That's the only place they have. And they are earlier. They're about a week and a half earlier than the sugar snaps. But once the sugar snaps come, the flavor is so much better than the sugar bon that we don't bother picking them anymore.
Just let them go.
Yeah. And we tried a third variety this year called, what's it called? I can't remember the name now.
It's okay. It's hot.
Yeah. I'll remember it by the end of this show. We were hoping that it would be a good addition to the sugar snap, and they're not. We're kind of disappointed. They're nice and big and crunchy and juicy, but there's no sweetness to them the way the sugar snaps are sweet.
That is, I think, one of the really the things about gardening. You stick with the tried and true, but you know, part of the excitement, or, you know, because there's always the lead up when you plant something new that you've never planted, you know, you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait, and there it is. And sometimes it's terrific and sometimes it's not, but there's always next year.
Yep. So, and when we find something good, then we let everybody know about it. And when we find something not so good, we also let people know about it.
Yeah. That's why you forgot the name of that one.
Yeah.
It wasn't so good. Why take up brain cells? Carrots, beets, lettuce, peas, blueberries.
And then something we have all year long is kale.
Oh, good.
We grow both the regular curly kale that everybody sees in the supermarket, we also grow a flat leaf kale called Lacinato kale, which I like better. And a lot of people that have tried it like it better. But a lot, you know, people are familiar with the curly, and so they stick with what they're familiar with.
So one of the things I learned about kale that made me like kale a lot better, you know, kale's got that big fat vein running down.
Yeah, that stem.
You know, that, and that is like, I don't know, not the most chewable part of the kale.
Mm-hmm.
But I found after years of cutting that thing out with a knife, that all you have to do is hold the stem with one hand and just take your thumb and your forefinger and rip down the stem, and the other part comes right off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't, I never knew that.
Try it. Oh, it's the most wonderful thing I learned about kale. Put kale, you know, back onto my, like, yeah, you can have kale really fast.
Uh-huh.
You know, just,
I always cut that out with a knife.
Yeah, I always did too, you know, and then just stripping it off the vein, it works really well because it strips, for me, it strips all the way down to the end to where the little bit of stem, the part that's left in there, is really not, it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
So try it and let me know what you think.
Okay, I will.
I have very little vegetable expertise, but stripping kale is one of my faves. So if you have kale all year long, one of the things that is kind of important to know is to how to do some succession planting, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the case of the kale, they're the same plants. We just break off the bottom leaves.
Oh.
And, you know, the plant just keeps growing up and producing more leaves. And we just break off, you know, as it grows up.
Well, that's very nice. Wait a minute. We have to take a quick break. Jay Armour is here from Four Winds Farm. And they are now at Farmer's Market. They're at Woodstock's on Wednesdays and Cold Springs on Saturdays. So we're going to come right back and talk about veggie gardening. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Pure Form, Artistic Home Remodeling and Garden Design, pureformhomeandgarden.com, Victoria Gardens, Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, and victoriagardens.biz, and Falls Village Flower Farm, locally grown perennials on Kellogg Road in Falls Village, Connecticut, FallsVillageFlowerFarm.com. Taking a break, we'll be right back.